Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
How many people know that God is good in here? Yeah.
All the time, right?
And all the time, God is good. Well, it's so good to be with you all tonight. I just want to share a few thoughts briefly on comeback lines. And as a matter of fact, if I had to title this message something, it would be called, "What's Your Comeback Line?" So I want you to imagine with me, if you will, Jesus operating in the full authority and power given to him by the Father God, just walking the lands and performing miracle after miracle. One night, his disciples were absolutely petrified because of these rich gusting winds and these wild waves that started disturbing a boat that they were on while Jesus was sleeping. One of his disciples came to him because they thought they were going to perish. Jesus just calmly got up. He spoke to the wind and the waves, and it obeyed him. The storm ceased, and they all survived. Shortly after that, while walking and ministering, Jesus encountered a man who was possessed by a demon, literally terrorized. And it wasn't just one demon or two demons, it was actually a legion of demons. This man was bound by shackles and chains. It seemed like all hope was lost. But just through a gentle rebuke, Jesus loosed the man, the legion of demons flew, and he was free and restored to his right mind. And lastly, upon coming back to the city of Galilee, Jesus was encountered by a ruler of a synagogue. And this rich ruler was extremely desperate. He specifically asked Jesus, he literally begged him, to come see about his 12-year-old near-death daughter. Jesus agreed to help this ruler, but on the way to go see about the young girl who was on her deathbed, there was a divine interruption. And so I want to share with you a few verses from Luke chapter 8 tonight, beginning at verse 43. It says, "And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his garment, and immediately her bleeding stopped. 'Who touched me?' Jesus asked. And when they all denied it, Peter said, 'Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you.'" In other words, what we might say today is like, "Jesus, are you kidding me right now? Do you see these thousands of people around you? How are we supposed to know who just touched you?" But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, and I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could no longer go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Somebody say instantly. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you healed. Go in peace." So this healing that took place was miraculous. There's no doubt about it. Here's this poor woman afflicted, affected, and impacted by this seemingly never-ending issue of blood. She bled from her body for 12 whole years. Can you imagine that? 12 whole years in physical bondage. She spent virtually all that she had on these expert medical doctors, physicians, so-called healers, medications, what we might call antibiotics today, and nothing. She just kept bleeding. Once she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, everything changed. She was healed and she was made whole immediately. It didn't happen within hours, it didn't happen the next week or 6 months from that encounter. But that immediate contact healed the woman immediately. And while I think that her physical healing is miraculous and just awe-inspiring for all of us, I think that there's a second piece of this miraculous story that we all ought to consider. The woman with the issue of blood, this ailing, sick woman, she persevered and she successfully made it through that crowd. So like the woman with the issue of blood, I think it's important that we keep in mind that when you and I make up in our minds to fully commit and get to Jesus, the enemy will do everything and anything to put obstacles in our path. He'll do anything he can to discourage us, to distract us, forget us to try to turn away from receiving the blessing that's at stake. So again, my question tonight is, what is your comeback line? Now, you see, typically, a traditional comeback line is an effective or a witty response to something that's been said or done to you. But I'm not talking about that kind of comeback line. The type of comeback line I'm referring to is a powerful word of faith based upon Jesus, based upon his word. So what are you prepared to say when people doubt you? Or what are you prepared to say to the circumstances that are meant to discourage you? What do you say to the things that seek to distract or destroy you and your path to Jesus? What do you say to people who are so quick to offer you their expert, but usually ungodly, expert opinion? So like the woman with the issue of blood, we too must press forward and we must press onward to Jesus Christ in spite of whatever issue we're facing. Perhaps there's something that's been kind of lingering and bothering you for 12 years, if not longer. I'm sure we can all think of something that we've struggled with. This woman who pressed through the crowd, I can't imagine the amount of obstacles that were in her way. She pressed through naysayers. She pressed through doomsayers. She pressed through haters, skeptics, people that were on their own personal agenda to get to the same Jesus that they needed to touch. Self-doubt, insecurity, she pressed through a lot of things because she was determined. Tonight, I believe that you and I, we have to press through crowds too. Maybe it's a bad doctor's report. Maybe it's a difficult neighborhood that you live in every day and you can't bear it. Perhaps you have to press through overdue bills and a lack of money. Maybe you have to press through addiction. Maybe you have to press through heartache, discouragement, pain. It could be any of those things, maybe several of those things. But the key is the comeback line. The key is the press. And I believe, friends, that it would probably look a little something like this. Oh, I see Jesus.
Don't you know how sick you are? You're never going to get healed. The sick say you're sick.
But he's right there. I just got to.
You're never going to get better.
I got
to
get
a doctor.
You've been spent. You've given everything, and you're nowhere.
I can't listen to this.
Listen to me.
I can't.
You can't make it.
I can't make it.
You
can't.
Well,
where is your God?
He's right there. I'm going to get to him. You know what sickness? Excuse me, but I'm on my way to Jesus. You got to get out of my way. Poverty, thinking you're all big and bad. But you know what? Greater is he who is in me than he is in the world. So if you want Jesus, I'm going to be on my way to Jesus.
Hey.
Brother discouragement. You don't think I can? Yeah. That's funny because the word tells me in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things. But there's also power in that.
in the head, how do I stand?
Up to you.
All right, guys. Oftentimes when we sing a song on Wednesday nights, we end up sitting down. Let's stand tonight.
Amen.
Stronger than the power of the grave.
Beautiful job. Thank you, Terry and Josh. It was awesome. Before we close out, I just want to share with you all a few brief announcements. Taking place right now until about 8:30, right on the opposite side of this wall, are the healing rooms. So we strongly encourage anybody standing in the need of prayer, you might need healing in your body, maybe your heart's heavy, please check it out next door. There's lots of folks that are there willing and able to pray for you. Amen. Also, meeting every night after OBS, right behind us in the youth room, is the CCF recovery meeting that's run by Reverend Rich Malika. So it's a Christ-centered recovery group open to anyone who's affected by addiction, codependency, or any life struggle. So please know that this is an open group. All are welcome, and you're encouraged to go. And lastly, this weekend we have a lot of great things happening at Cornerstone. Starting on Saturday, we need willing hearts and available hands to help with our parking lot cleanup. So from the hours of 9 to 11 a.m., if you're free, please come by the church parking lot to help us prepare for Sunday service. And that brings me to my final announcement that most of you probably have some of these cards in your possession, but if it's your first time seeing these tonight, we are having a wonderful outdoor service this coming Sunday at 10 p.m. out in our church parking lot. So come for the service, come for the barbecue, invite friends, invite neighbors, family. All are welcome, and the more the merrier. We will be exploring the topic, the most important question you will ever ask, and that's going to be the message by our own Pastor Bob. So come out. You don't want to miss this word. Yes. So please come out Saturday into Sunday. We'd love to have you. We want more of our community to get involved. And before Lisa closes us out in the final word of prayer, I just want to encourage you that if you're going through anything and you're standing in the need of prayer, myself, my fellow interns, we're all around, some of the reverends, please seek us afterwards. We're here for you for, you know, as long as you need us to be to pray and just touch and agree with you. So take advantage. We are definitely here to pray with you. Thank you so much.
Lord, thank you so much that there is no obstacle that can keep us from you. And Lord, I pray that you would fill our hearts with faith to speak faith and to reach out and to push through to you. Thank you that you're always willing and always waiting for us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you.
If you have two hands and you can pick up chairs and tables, we need your help for about 15 minutes. Please stay and help.
Thank you, Josh.